Airsmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
So good to have you with us. Coming up, Chuck Muth will join us. Also, Dr. Fred Simon at 2:30 will join us. He is one of 16 candidates running for the gubernatorial nomination of the Republican Party. And let me just put it this way. There are a lot of really, really good people. I mean, talented people that are running for governor. Only one will come away with a nomination. And that's what's so sad. That all this money and time and effort, and only one person, I say person, only one person is going to get the job or get the nomination, so that they can unseat Steve Sisolak. Stay where you are. We'll get a chance to visit with Dr. Fred Simon just after 2:30. Chuck Muth is next on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Senate fought for veterans, protected law enforcement, and defended Nevada from federal overreach as Attorney General. And only one Republican for Senate is endorsed by Ted Cruz, Ron DeSantis, and Donald Trump.
We've all learned that when the going gets tough, some Republicans, and unfortunately many others, just run for the hills. As president, I learned who to count on in the fight to save our great country. And there's no one more trustworthy in Nevada than Adam Laxalt. A great guy, a really great guy. He served our country in Iraq, and he was one of the toughest AGs in all of America. He fought to stop unfair elections, sanctuary cities, and open borders. Adam Laxalt always puts America first and has my complete and total endorsement.
Adam Laxalt, a proven leader endorsed by Nevada's law enforcement. The Republican you can trust to put Nevada first.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A tight GOP Senate primary in Pennsylvania is going overtime.
As the calendar flipped at midnight, the closely watched race for the Republican U.S. Senate nomination in Pennsylvania was too close to call. Heart surgeon turned TV celebrity Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO David McCormick were neck and neck.
We're not going to have a result tonight.
We have tens of thousands
of mail-in ballots that have not been counted.
Oz, known for hosting daytime TV's Dr. Oz show, had the backing of former President Donald Trump. Another Trump endorsee, Pennsylvania State Senator Doug Mastriano, won the GOP nomination for governor.
They like to call people on the Constitution far right and extreme. I repudiate that.
In North Carolina, Trump-backed U.S. Representative Ted Budd won the crowded Republican primary to replace retiring GOP Senator Richard Burr. I'm Mike Gracia.
The head of the central bank plans to keep raising interest rates until inflation is brought under control.
Chairman Jerome Powell says the Federal Reserve is determined to hike short-term interest rates in order to help bring down prices. It's a high-stakes effort that carries the risk of causing an eventual recession. Powell told a Wall Street Journal conference that what we need to see is inflation coming down in a clear and convincing way. And he said, we're going to keep pushing until we see that. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Target missed its earnings target, and that sent its stock tumbling. Target lost more than a quarter of its value, dragging other retailers down with it, after saying its profit fell by half in the latest quarter as prices spiked for fuel and other essentials. That comes a day after Walmart cited inflation for its own weak results. And that sent the Dow spiraling down over 1,000 points, the Nasdaq dropping 566. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
I'm Fred Simon, a constitutional conservative and a medical doctor by trade, not a politician. Someone reliable has to step up and fix things before it's too late, so now I'm running for Nevada governor. Take taxes, for example. The real measure of conservative DNA can be seen in how a politician acts on taxes. I've signed the taxpayer pledge, which means I will never raise taxes on Nevada citizens. Further, I pledge to do everything in my power as governor to repeal the gross receipts tax that is stifling business growth and repeal Sisolak's mining tax. My opponent, slick-talking Reno DUI lawyer, you know who, supported the largest tax increase in Nevada history. Get this. Then-Governor Sandoval was his fraternity brother. Isn't that sweet? I am Fred Simon, and I will keep my pledge on taxes. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
It's 2:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. State and federal health officials are investigating the outbreak of a superbug at Nevada's hospitals and nursing homes. That fungus known as Candida auris has been found in local hospitals and the nursing homes. The CDC calls that fungus a serious global health threat, which is often resistant to drugs used to treat it. UMC officials say they've identified a cluster of cases. The fungus can cause bloodstream infections and even death, especially in patients who have serious medical issues. The CDC says more than 1 in 3 patients die after contracting the Candida auris fungus. It's official. Internationally known illusionist David Blaine has a Las Vegas residency. David Blaine Live opens September 30th at Resorts World Theater. It's scheduled for October 1st, with shows to follow October 28th and 29th, and December 16th and the 17th. The tickets go on sale Monday, May 23rd at 10 o'clock in the morning. And Allegiant Airlines is adding 7 new routes, including flights between Las Vegas and Provo, Utah. The Las Vegas-based air carrier says flights between Las Vegas Airport and Provo will begin in August.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got a crash on Interstate 15 southbound. That is affecting the right lane there at Sahara. So give yourself some extra time to squeeze through that. And those lane restrictions continue downtown on Interstate 515, both directions between Main Street and Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos and all the good people, men and women, who get stuff from point A to point B all across our state. Thank you to all of you and the Nevada Trucking Association. Coming up a little bit later on in the hour, Dr. Fred Simon running for governor. We'll get a chance to visit with him. But first, Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach, the guy that creates Muth's Truths. And man, there's so much to write about in our state. But at least the headlines yesterday and last night were in Pennsylvania. I've been asked about 1,000 times today, who won Pennsylvania? And I have to tell them, I don't know. Maybe you've got a lead on this, Chuck.
No, Kevin, I'm with you. When I went to bed last night, Dr. Oz was trailing barely, and then I just heard within the hour that he's taken a slight lead now that mail-in ballots are coming in. So I guess we still don't know who won that Senate primary yet for U.S. Senate.
Is it important, though? I mean, I've heard people bring it up that it's important that we know on election night who won the election. But the problem is, in Pennsylvania, we don't know, and it may end up being in November, that the night of November 8th, we still don't know who won Nevada.
No, and that's a real problem with these mail-in ballots. Now, some of the states who have mail-in balloting, they require that your mail-in ballot be received by Election Day. Nevada is different. Nevada's saying that your mail-in ballot only needs to be postmarked by midnight of Election Day, which means, depending on how good the post office is at delivering them, you're still looking at 3, 4, 5 days later where ballots are still coming in and still counting. And if you have a race as close as I know you remember this, Stavros Anthony running against Ross Miller for the Clark County Commission in 2020, there were only 15 votes that divided the two of them, and we waited a long time before anyone knew who won that, and it was still contested even after that.
So what happens with the mail-in ballots that we have here in Nevada? Let's talk about the new laws that are essentially saying ballot harvesting is fine, mail-in votes are fine. Anything else that was in that crazy bill that is going to impact the election in November?
Well, there was a lot in the bill, but you hit on the two biggies. The way Nevada, and people need to understand this, Nevadans have always had the ability to cast their ballot through the mail. But in the old days, if you wanted to vote by mail, and usually it was because you expected to be out of town for a long period of time, you would request an absentee ballot. and then the election department would know who had requested the ballot. They could verify that they were indeed a registered voter and eligible to vote, and then the ballot would be sent out. What they did when they changed the law was they decided that every single registered voter was going to get a mail-in ballot, whether they wanted one or not, whether they were going to vote for by mail or not. And that's what has increased exponentially the potential for voting fraud, especially because Nevada did this at the last minute. They did this in August of 2020 when the legislature changed the law, less than 90 days before the election. And we all know that Nevada's voting rolls were just absolutely horrible. There were still dead people on the voting rolls. People who had moved and registered in another state were still on the voting rolls, and yet those ballots were mailed out. And you, Kevin, I know you saw them as I did. There were photographs all over social media of just stacks and stacks of ballots being left on apartment complex floors in front of the mailboxes, found in dumpsters and gutters. All of those, if someone wanted to, could have gone in and filled those ballots out, mailed them in, and because there's a lot of suspicion about how good the signature verification system was. A lot of them, I'm sure, got through that probably shouldn't have gotten through. But you know, how are you going to prove it after the fact?
Are we still purging addresses? I mean, there are a lot of people that are dead, that have moved out of the area, that have that are voting in other states, but yet they're still getting ballots. Is that still going on, or are we purging?
You know, they call it list maintenance, and you're absolutely right. They're supposed to do that. And the big problem with the 2020 primary was that Clark County, none of the other counties, but Clark County. What happens if the election department mails a piece of mail to you and it is returned by the post office? You're still registered to vote. However, you're put on the inactive list. So if you try to show up to vote, then you have to prove that you are still legally eligible to vote here in Nevada. What Clark County did was they mailed ballots to both the active and the inactive file. So it was, I think, over 90,000 inactive voters received ballots in the primary. And the worst part was because Clark County screwed up in cleaning those off the list, a lot of those, thousands of those, were also mailed a ballot in the general election. So, I mean, there's no way to put that toothpaste back in the tube, and steps have been taken to make sure that it doesn't happen again. But there's still problems going on to this day. I can tell you right now for a fact that in Mineral County, voters in Mineral County received their sample ballot, and the candidates listed for Congress on that ballot were for Congressional District 2, even though the folks in Mineral County have now been redistricted into Congressional District 4. That just happened within the past couple of days. So there's still going to be problems with this election, and we got to be really vigilant to make sure that we keep control over it, keep our eye on this.
You have a vested interest. You are a political consultant, and I'm just curious, do you think come November we're going to be able to get a free and fair election?
Boy, isn't that the million-dollar question you're asking there? I know there are conspiracy folks out there who say that no, and this is a problem because they're saying, no, the election's not going to be fair, it's not going to be secure, and therefore I'm not going to vote. Well, if you're not going to vote, then you're conceding, you know, your vote to your opponents who you don't like. So there's a real danger in people staying home because they're afraid that the election's not secure. Folks, you need to go out and vote anyway. And if Republicans want to win these elections, their campaigns need to factor in the potential for voting fraud. And maybe instead of shooting for 51% to win your race, your strategy needs to be you got to shoot for 55% or more in order to make sure that you exceed the margin of potential fraud.
Is there any effort, and I've been saying this to Michael McDonald and to anybody else that will listen, that we as Republicans and as conservatives, we need to create a better ballot harvesting operation than the Dems have. We need to do the at-home voting better. We need to put more of an emphasis. Is there any evidence to you that either the county parties or the state parties are putting any oomph into getting this kind of thing done? And do it
none
better?
None whatsoever. Not that I've seen.
And do it better than the Dems.
Yeah, I mean, what you're advising, they absolutely should be doing. I've seen and heard of no evidence whatsoever that the party is organized to the point that they're actually doing this. Look, we oppose all-mail balloting. We oppose ballot harvesting. But the Democrats in the legislature made both legal. And so now we're dealing with the reality. We can complain about it. We can try to change it after this election, but in the meantime, those are the rules that we've been forced to play, and we need to start playing it better. And I'm just very sad to say that, no, I haven't seen anything from the Nevada Republican Party or the Clark County Republican Party that gives me any confidence that they even recognize this as a problem, let alone are doing something constructive about it.
Again, Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. I've got to ask you, because this is a story that has gone viral, and that is the Clark County Board of Trustees cutting off a parent who was trying to read into the record some of the stuff, some of the just profane stuff that was in a reading assignment for her daughter. And have you been following the story, and what do you make of it? And more importantly, isn't this just another example of why we need to replace some of these incumbents on the school board?
Oh, boy. I was just writing about this before we went on the air, Kevin. Do you want me to read the assignment itself? Or I guess that's not so appropriate for radio, right?
Probably not. I'm just guessing it's probably not.
But the very fact that this was assigned to students is troubling enough. But the fact that a mother attempted to go before the school board and share with them exactly what her daughter was given as an assignment, a sexually explicit assignment, and in the middle of her presentation, her mic was cut off, and she was chided by the school board trustee who was running the meeting and told that she couldn't read that profanity in a public setting. Well, how is it that you can give that, you've designated it as profanity, and you've given that to a 15-year-old high school student, and yet it's not appropriate to present that exact same assignment to the school board trustees who are supposed to oversee this whole system, and cut her mic off? Plus, she was ridiculed and she was heckled. It's outrageous. And this is why you are absolutely correct. I was listening to you before we went on the air. We have got to make some serious changes on this school board and school boards across the country. And the good news is that we're having a lot of success. We're seeing a lot of success. Starting last November in Virginia, we've seen success in Texas and other states where moms who are just fired up. Matter of fact, I was in Seattle this past weekend, Kevin, and did a campaign training seminar for 2 days for school board candidates. It was sponsored by Moms for Liberty. And they are just fired up like I've never seen voters fired up. And, you know, there used to be back in the 90s, if you remember, the soccer moms were going to control, who won and lost elections. 2022 is going to be the year of the Mama Bears or the Moms for Liberty, who are just furious at what's going on with their schools.
Let me ask you, here we've got two or three of the members are up for re-election. Are you for cleaning house?
I am in this particular election. I would have to say at this point, again, I don't vote until election day, so I haven't gotten through all of the races yet. But I do know that one candidate, and I cannot remember exactly what district it is, but Erica Neely is absolutely the candidate that conservatives should get behind and get her on the school board. We desperately need her voice on that school board, and then I'll have to look at the other two races and start to evaluate the other candidates and see if there's any that I really, really would strongly recommend. But definitely Erica Neely. I think it may be School Board G, maybe it's F. I can't remember the exact one. But Erica Neely, that's where you really need to pay some attention to her.
And do you handle any school board candidates? You consult for Senate candidates and Congress type folks, and assembly and state senate, but do you school board?
Yeah, not professionally. I do school board candidate training along with other candidates in general training. And then I will, if a candidate that's running for school board calls or emails me and wants, some advice on how to put this mailer together or how to phrase, this press release, I'm more than happy and I do help those candidates. But no, I'm not retained by any of them, so I don't have a conflict as far as that's concerned.
And I'm just curious, do you find that there is more interest on the part of parents to actually run for the school board?
Oh gosh, yes, absolutely. There's no question about it, and it's a biggie, because I would have to say, of all the races on the ballot, probably the most thankless job you could possibly get is being a member of a school board. But that's where the biggest problems are these days, and that's where we need folks the most. And I'm very happy to say that these fired up moms are out there, moms and dads, not just moms, moms and dads. They're out there, and they put their name on the ballot, and they're running hard. And, you know, I sure hope that a lot of them get elected on November.
I hope so, too. Your thoughts on what's going on with the gubernatorial race and the U.S. Senate race on the Republican side here in Nevada? Do you get a sense that the race is over, or do you think there is still a shot for some of these other candidates?
Well, of course, it's never over till it's over, as Yogi Berra said. But I saw a poll this morning in the gubernatorial race that shows that Sheriff Joe Lombardo has stretched his lead way out. I think it's 35%, and the second place challenger is Joey Gilbert at 15%, and everybody else trailing way behind. So at this point, you'd have to say that the race has really come down to two candidates, either Joe Lombardo or Joey Gilbert. The others are, you know, still campaigning. Anything can happen. But in this case, the big thing that could happen that can dramatically change a race, as we saw in Pennsylvania, is if Donald Trump endorses a particular candidate, and that flips, you know, the candidate was behind, and then all of a sudden they're ahead, like J.D. Vance was in Ohio. But in this case, Joe Lombardo was already leading, and then Donald Trump endorsed him, and now he's leading by even more. So that one, you know, again, it's never over till it's over, but that one looks like this is, you know, Joe Lombardo's race at this point.
And in the Senate race.
And in the Senate race, Adam Laxalt still has a lead. Within the past 2 weeks, I think, since the Nevada Republican Party gave its endorsement to Sam Brown rather than Adam Laxalt, you've seen some movement on the Sam Brown campaign. His numbers seem to be going up, and he has started finally to take the gloves off a bit and is going after Adam directly. Is it enough? Especially since Adam's already been endorsed by Donald Trump, so it's not like Sam Brown can hope that that's going to change his fortunes around. You still got to think that this is Adam Laxalt's race to lose, but Sam Brown's hanging tough, no question about it.
It's going to be good to see how it all comes out, and of course, early voting begins May 28th. Chuck, it's always good visiting with you. If folks want to reach out if they want to find out more about Muth's Truths, how do they do it?
Yeah, they can sign up. It's a free email newsletter. Just go to freenewsletterfromchuck.com.
I love it. You stay cool, my friend, and we will talk again next week.
You got it, Kevin. All the best.
Thanks, man. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak, Reed, and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next Attorney General, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada Attorney General, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada Attorney General. ChaddhaForNevada.com.
When I was growing up, I took hearing for granted. I mean, I heard everything. But as I've gotten older, I noticed considerable hearing loss, in fact, in both ears. I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with friends and family, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. It's incredible. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com.